Stocks rebounded this morning on Wall Street after President Trump slightly backed off his announcement yesterday that he was halting talks on more federal economic relief. The president now says he wants aid to airlines, small businesses, and more stimulus checks for individuals. So far, the president and Republicans have been unwilling to pass an aid package offered months ago by Democrats. So what does all this mean for the economy? Let's bring in Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton in Chicago. Diane, welcome back.
Always good to be here.
Well, and mixed messages as usual here from the White House. What is your sense of what will happen? Will there be more stimulus or economic relief before the election or not?
I've been holding my breath, and now I feel like I'm turning blue on waiting for stimulus. It is unimaginable that there wouldn't be, but it does look like the chances are very slim of getting any kind of real meaningful stimulus package. There is a standalone package in the House for the airlines and in the Senate for the airlines. They have to vote on that. So there may be some ability to stem the layoffs that have been announced across the board by the airlines that are already gone into effect. But this is a really heavy lift at this point in time because of our political dysfunction in Washington. And it's really extraordinarily frustrating because it comes at a time when layoff announcements are picking up, the headwinds related to cooler temperatures, moving indoors more, number of cases that we're seeing across all but four states have increased of COVID, and, you know, state and local governments are also really suffering a postponed, hoping and holding their breath cuts that they would get some aid from the federal government to fill at least the hole left by COVID-19 on their revenues. And that just doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon, which sets us back and ups the ante of what Fed Chairman Jay Powell yesterday, I was at that meeting, said would be a tragic outcome of sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy on triggering a more systemic and traditional, longer-lasting recession.
Well, let's talk about that because there's the immediate situation. And obviously, as you said, if things start to tighten up as the weather gets colder, that could cause an immediate problem for people, for businesses. But what about the long-term problem that Jay Powell was talking about yesterday? What are you expecting if there's no more federal financial help, at least for many more months?
The risk is that it's up the ante on a double dip recession. We get that nice rebound, which we know is in the cards. It's already in the numbers for the third quarter, but we're losing momentum. And this pulls out the floor of, you know, what was the support that got us to that rebound in the first place, which was extraordinary government aid through an extraordinary period. And we're still in a very deep hole. And so the risk is that we start to lose ground on employment after regaining some ground on employment, much needed. Halfway of those 22 million losses we regained, which is terrific, but we're still more in the hole than we were during the Great Recession. And now we're talking about people unable to pay for basics of food and rent. And that's going to just compound as we get into the months to come and the weeks to come. And we're talking now days to come. This is really something that is a humanitarian crisis that also risks scarring the economy and the complexion of the economy for much longer. When someone gets unemployed for a long period of time, they have a harder time rejoining the labor force. Permanent business closures are accelerating right now. Bankruptcies making a smaller foundation from which to rebuild on the other side of this.
So the $600 extra unemployment payments that Congress had offered early on in the pandemic ended at the end of July. How important is boosting those kinds of payments now? And do you think that another round of stimulus checks, these $1,200 payments the president is talking about, is something that would be helpful right now? Or, you know, is it enough?
Well, it's not enough, the $1,200, but it would be helpful starting with that one first, since that's what he's offering up. I'm still doubtful we'll get that. But if we, it is helpful because people are literally cash poor and don't have enough money to pay for food and rent. And so even though this is not going to stimulate per se, it does provide a floor on the losses in ability for people to make ends meet, and that will help. What we saw from those early $600 per week supplements that lapsed in the end of July, in August, people who did save some of that money were able to bank it and help carry themselves in August, and now the money has been depleted. There were the temporary executive order extensions of $300 per week. Those also very quickly depleted, some as little as 3 weeks of payments, and those were, you know, from the FEMA funds reallocated mandated to temporarily help workers, but it really isn't enough because they're not covering the basics. We're seeing food insecurity. That's a nice way of saying our kids are going hungry, surge to a record high, and we've got a backlog of evictions yet to come, and that's also very worrisome. So yes, we could use the cash even. Anyway, we could help people to stay afloat. We know that this is why the U.S. economy was able to rebound so quickly out of the initial lockdowns and the initial crisis, and to remove that just is unconscionable, especially given the scarring effect that it will have.
That is Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton in Chicago. Diane, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.